BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No, no, no. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rocket.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you.
Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented by PW Mania. I'm MemLanePromo.com. I am, of course, The Rock, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
I'm confused.
It's part of that acid trip you were on earlier?
No, I wasn't on an acid trip. No, I distinctly saw Kane in a suit on Monday Night Raw.
No, you didn't. No.
By the way, WWE, want my money. Just saying. Want my money.
That was part of an acid trip. You don't know what you're talking about. There was Kane.
No.
Kane was not in a suit.
Kane was in a suit. That I think that was Kane. I'm pretty sure that was Kane. Kind of know what the dude looks like. That was Kane.
No.
In a suit.
That was not
with
Kane.
With hair.
No, it wasn't Kane.
It wasn't Glenn.
What was his name back in the Angry Mansion promos?
Gerald?
Gerald. There it is. Gerald. That's who it was.
That was Gerald.
Oh, my God.
All right.
We'll get there. Show open with CM Punk versus Luke Harper. Thoughts?
Really great match. Nice to see Bray. He didn't have a happy at the end of it.
No, he did not have a happy at the end of it. Punk dove and went down onto Rowan. And then Punk picked up the victory on a roll-up on Luke Harper. After the match...
What'd you say? Dude, you could kick out! Sorry.
Bray then, you know, was pissed off. And, well, his boys went on attack onto CM Punk. But out came the chairman of the board, Daniel Bryan, with his hair slicked back and tied in a ponytail. Yes, a ponytail for Daniel Bryan. Shoulder tape ran to the ring, helped fend off the Wyatts. Bray was not happy. He almost knocked into his own chair a couple times. And that's the opening segment of Monday Night Raw. You have Daniel Bryan and CM Punk standing in the ring with one another, looking at their basically common enemy.
And the internet implodes.
And the internet does indeed implode at that point. Because it's, oh my God, it's Punk and Bryan as a team. Oh my God.
And what did I tell you last night? That they were, you know, going to open with Punk? And you're like, no. They don't open with Punk. They open with Punk.
Again, you wrote the script for Monday Night Raw, so it's one of those things. But I did tell you, you shouldn't open up Monday Night Raw with the Wyatt. Why?
because Lindsay then doesn't care for the rest of the show. And that's pretty much what happened.
See, I knew what I was talking about. We were told we were going to get a poll. Poll where you can pick the opponent for Randy Orton, whether it's Dolph Ziggler, Big E, Langston, or The Miz. And we will get to that here in a bit. We went backstage. CM Punk is talking to Renee Young. Punk said, it's never a fair fight with the Wyatts. And, you know, he realized that after, you know, spending all the time fighting Paul Heyman. Said he had dealt with Heyman and his goons for months. Punk said he knew exactly what happened tonight. But he's not the only one that has an issue with the Wyatts. And then he walked off. Who could possibly have an issue with the Wyatts besides Punk?
And this is where, you know, I had the distinct hope of, oh, well, you know, maybe this is going to be a continuing thing throughout the show. Like, maybe we're going to get another promo. Maybe we're going to see an angry Bray Wyatt backstage yelling at his boys. Maybe. Instead, what did we get? We got Big Show. And the argument for him to be suspended for life or not to be suspended for life through the whole show.
All right. Basically, tonight's theme of this show, because I'm not going to recap every single one of them, is simply this. That's basically the theme of tonight's Raw throughout the show. They showed highlights of why Big Show has a lawsuit and all that fun stuff. We then have an interview via phone with Paul Heyman. He's in Europe seeking alternative treatments for his injuries he suffered at Hell in a Cell. He has back injuries, kidney injuries, facial injuries, his face is swollen, damaged vertebrae, and all that stuff. And he said, after everything he's been through with Punk, it's inexcusable. He demanded an apology for the beating he suffered. He wanted it from us, the fans, the WWE Universe. And then Paul Heyman started to cry. And then he hung up.
Just a phone interview on Monday Night Raw.
A guy who's not camera ready.
Again, who does a phone interview on Monday Night Raw? You can put that up on the website.
It was a segue?
I don't know. I just really don't know. It's just, it's like, wait, they're doing a phone interview? What? Again, thinking thing. Hurting my thinking thing.
Don't think too hard, because up next is the Ryback taking on the Great Khali. Yeah, that happened. Ryback won.
I couldn't tell you a single thing that happened in that match.
Khali chopped, right back clotheslined. That's,
I know, I just watched it like literally 10 minutes ago, but I still couldn't tell you anything that happened in that match.
Up after this, it's Kofi Kingston versus Alberto Del Rio. Fine match. It's what you expect from those two. It's Kofi and it's Kofi and Del Rio that had a match, and Alberto Del Rio won.
Yay. Although, seriously, Kofi, honey, the tights, no.
But they're supposed to match his all-new shirt available at WWEshop.com, and he's not allowed to wear because it's still pink week.
He wore it as a do-rag. Does that count?
He did, and that was such a racial stereotype. I said it. Up next, second hour starts with the WWE Champion, Randy Orton. Orton asked the crowd if they really have a choice. He said picking his opponent tonight doesn't empower them. He said the audience to look to their left and look to their right, and then told the men to think about their wives, girlfriends, and moms fantasizing about being with Randy Orton.
Ew, Randy, don't be gross. Seriously, nobody's thinking about you like that. You are not Dean Ambrose, okay?
There were females who screamed.
Then there's something mentally unbalanced with them, and they need to be checked immediately.
Orton continued and, you know, said about men not amounting to half the man he is. Orton continued that he looks around the arena, then he said men and women face jealousy, failure, and envy. It's disgusting, really, Orton said. I'm the face of the WWE. He said the only thing the audience has power over is who his next victim is. And it was Big E Langston with 75% of the vote. Yes, yes, in fact, Big E got 75% of the vote, while The Miz got 13 and Ziggler got 12.
You go, Big E.
Ziggler got 12.
Poor Ziggler.
But this led to a really good match between Orton and Big E Langston. What do you think?
I thought I would have to agree this was a very good match. It showcased Big E very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that he's ready to potentially start moving up the ranks and become a serious contender and a serious threat.
A lot of people on the Twitters were saying this could be a main event on pay-per-view in 2 years.
Yeah. You guys need to start building him because you got something.
So Randy Orton picks up the victory after countering the big ending. Got more hype packages. Then we got a WWE video game simulation, which if you want to see simulation or actual playing of the game, check out WTR Gamer Games Garage, Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Up next, we have Fandango and Summer Rae, Mrs. Fandango, taking on Mr. and Mrs. Kidd. Daddy, and the returning Tyson Kidd.
Tyson. I'd just like to point out that, like, Tumblr, when this happened, exploded with joy because Natty is no longer with Kali.
For tonight.
For tonight.
And the kids won. Tyson Kidd looked really good in his return, and he has hair again. It's weird. This time it's not all fuzzy, it's actually hair.
Right.
But he looked really good.
No, he looked great.
He looked really good in this match. He looks to have stepped up his game. And the kids win after the sharpshooter to Fandango for the tap out. I love that JBL called him Mr. and Mrs. Kidd. It was fantastic.
And Mr. and Mrs. Fandango.
Mr. and Mrs. Fandango versus Mr. and Mrs. Kidd. Yeah. Renee Young was backstage talking to Damian Sandow, introduced him as only the second man to fail in the cash in attempt. We saw what happened last week. Sandow, who talked almost like, you know, talked about the referees counting 1, 2, 3. Sandow said he's been stripped of everything, then said when he looks in the mirror, he sees a man who will stop at nothing to get what he wants. This brought in Zeb Coulter. Zeb told Sandow that they will prove themselves tonight against Cena and the Rhodes Brothers in a 6-man tag team match. And then they did We the People. And then Sandow said, me, the uncrowned world champion. I'm liking the Sandow.
Mm-hmm. Same here. I'm really liking him. Keep it up. Seriously, keep it up.
We then had, you know, Cena promoting the breast cancer awareness, how they're selling all the shirts at WWEshop.com until the end of the year. And all part of the proceeds will go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. First time in a long time Cena didn't get booed. Which is a shocker that he didn't get booed.
He's plugging breast cancer.
You know that.
Boo a man that's plugging breast cancer.
They did last year, I think. I don't remember. Anyway, this led to a 6-man tag team match up the Rhodes Brothers and John Cena taking on Sandow and the Real Americans. The match was okay until the ending, which really got really good. Everyone was diving around, jumping around. Hot spots back and forth, and Goldust with the final cut to Cesaro picked up the victory for his team. And you had Coulter and Del Rio on commentary, gringos and perros, and back and forth.
We saw Zeb Coulter get taken out. Yeah, I mean, shenanigans galore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cena got chucked to Cesaro into Zeb Coulter's lap. He got taken out. They were all worried about his condition. Yeah, Team Cena, and Goldust and Cody Rhodes got the win. Goldust got the pin. So things are getting interesting between those six, because it kind of seems like, you know, if you did the logic, that that would be matches coming up at Survivor Series, except for Del Rio has a shot at the world title.
Not for long.
Not for long?
Sorry.
What do you mean not for long?
I would say he gets his rematch and then he's done.
Right. I know that. We then have, Big Show in a suit showing up out of nowhere. So he's banned for life. He shows up in a suit. And then we have Figueroa barging the Triple H office, told then the Big Show is here, and Hunter was not happy about that. He tried to leave, but Steph McMahon and Hunter blamed Vicky for letting Show in the building, but it was Steph who did it. Hunter was like, why? Stephanie said the board said they cannot afford to take this risk and with Show's lawsuit. Steph said they can't let personal things get dragged into the spotlight. Noting this is bigger than them. # bigger than the business. Hunter continued to pout about doing what he wants and not caring about the board. Then Steph took a jab at Hunter, basically saying, you've never had a problem accepting the McMahon family money. And that was a look.
Ouch.
That was a shot and a look. Yeah. Steph then reminded Hunter that it's bigger than them. She told Hunter that they're going to... That this is just going to have to be her, Hunter, and Big Show, no lawyers. Hunter calmed down and said Vicky to go fetch the Big Show. Hunter was not happy.
No, not in the least, no.
Alright, Mole, tell everyone what you said last night.
I don't know if I said it on the show or I said it after the show, but I said, you know, this would be a great point in the story for the board to get involved, and basically the board holds Stephanie and Hunter accountable for what they've done, and they force them to settle with the Big Show. And what the blue hell happened tonight with that? Like, the second the board made me do it come out of my mouth, I looked at Rock and went, mole. Moly, 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 mole.
You don't have to look. I can just hear it in my head. Just, mole. Yeah. The board is getting involved. And, well, we'll get more into that here in a bit. Up next, Curtis Axel Dolph Ziggler. And surprisingly, Dolph Ziggler won.
Mm-hmm.
Match was fine.
Yeah, nothing to really write home about.
That's what you can say a lot about tonight. There was a lot of wrestling tonight. It's a wrestling-heavy show, as you can tell. We're getting through this really quick. There's not much to get into match-wise, because they were just matches. We then have Renee Young catching up with Daniel Bryan. He was, you know, a little bit mad and stuff. Bryan said normally it wouldn't be a wise move to run into the mouth of the madness, but he saw a chance to get his payback, and he took it. And then he also noted that someone else apparently has an issue with the Wyatt family.
And this is where I was still keeping up the hope that we would see an angry Bray Wyatt, but no, we got no angry Bray Wyatt.
No.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
I wanted to see him yell at the boys because they screwed up and they lost. Because the look on his face when Harper lost... That was going to be a very uncomfortable car ride for the Wyatt family, let me just tell you.
Mm-hmm. We then go backstage, as we see the Usos come to the ring. Triple H and tell Stephanie that all he needs to do is write Show a big check, and then Vicky Kerr came in and there was no Big Show. Stephanie told Vicky to tell the Big Show, you know, to be a man and come to the office. No, but Big Show wants it in the ring. Hunter then said he must want witnesses.
Wouldn't you?
Of course. So, yeah, we're building to this moment, finally. It took 2 hours and some odd minutes to finally get to where we knew what the main event would show us. Because up next, the Usos take on the 3-man band. The Usos won.
It was a match.
Renee Young talks to Los Matadores, and they show some highlights of all their great encounters with 3MB. Then El Torito entered the shot, and, you know, one of them said, El Torito is horny.
No, 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 it means he will spear you with his horns.
Horn you in the knee. Horn you in the knee.
In the knee.
Horn you in the knee, not horny.
Yeah, bad pun is bad, to quote Mace. And that bull wants to do some extremely not PG things to Renee Young. Just pointing that out.
He wants to gore her.
Oh, yes.
And not in the knee. Next. In the bizarre show continues, the Bella Twins and Eva Marie take on AJ Lee, Tamina Snuka, and Oksana. Alright, folks. I hope you're sitting down for this. Eva Marie pinned Tamina Snuka. Let me repeat. Eva Marie pinned Tamina Snuka. Horribly, but Eva Marie pinned Tamina Snuka.
BS. I call complete and utter BS, and I want Tamina to get vengeance. Now!
Tamina went for a splash, missed. Eva tacked herself in, and then tried to roll up Tamina for the victory, and that's what happened. Lord. Reminder, Total Divas starts this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Which means it's the return of the Rack Extra. You can hear it on wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
And, well, we might be on a roll, depending on what happens tomorrow.
So tune in Thursday. It may be thebomb.com.
Well, it's already going to be thebomb.com, but we've got Jericho, but we might have a little something extra, too.
You never know.
Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Wink.
Nudge, nudge. Then we have the Authority in the ring. They're ready. I call it the Big Show. Hunter did. He didn't come down. Steph called him out, and, well, he came down. Big Show, suit and all, came to the ring. He said, they asked, you know, asked what Show he wants, asked what he wants, and Show wants a broom so Stephanie can fly back to Connecticut. And then Hunter said he could stand out here and trade some sophomore barbs all day long, but he knows it's all about the money. Hunter asks how big of a check Show wants to sell his dignity for one more time. Show says not about the money. He says it's about him doing what he's meant to do. It's about performing in the WWE. Show said as much as Hunter makes it hard to work here, he just wants his job back. Hunter was smirking and said, "So just Show. Big Show wants his job back." Hunter started to tell Show to take his job and stick it, but Steph kind of interrupted and calmed him down and said, "Yeah, you got your job back, Show." And then Big Show did Daniel Bryan's yes chant. And then Show said, "There's one more thing." Show said, "In order to be the world's for the world's largest lawsuit to go away, the world's largest athlete deserves the world's largest bonus." Hunter was pissed. Steph calmed down, and then Show said he's not worried about the money though. He said he likes something he hasn't had in 18 years, and that's to be the face of the WWE. Stephanie had
to
a problem.
To which he smiled creepily.
He smiled creepily. Steph freaked out. Hunter calmed down. Her down, rather. And then out came the Shield as we went to commercial break.
Nice to see they got the Shield on the show.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Hunter said and apologized for the interruption. So now what do you want? Big Show told Hunter that he's going to give him a WWE title match against Randy Orton at Survivor Series. Hunter was told him he just got his job back, so he better leave before he leaves him in a puddle of his own blood. Big Show took the message, left the ring, and Show sarcastically and cheerfully told him that his attorney will touch with the WWE to complete his lawsuit and own all of them by this time tomorrow. So have a good night. And Big Show was fantastic on the point. He walked away, and Hunter told him to wait, and then grumbled and said, "You've got your match at Survivor Series." And Big Show just couldn't quite hear it, so he made him repeat it a few times. And then a coherent voice, Hunter said, "You've got your job back, and you have a WWE Championship match at Survivor Series against Randy Orton." Show told Hunter, "That wasn't so hard," and then won a handshake. Hunter ignored it, and then noted that since Show works for him again, it's only fair that he gets to do what everyone else did tonight, and that's get in the ring and fight. And it'll be a handicap match. But not against just the Shield. No, it'll be against Randy Orton. So it was a 4-on-1 handicap match. Didn't go long. Big Show got an advantage.
Okay, wait. Before we continue.
Okay.
Because I know where we're building to and we're close to it. Can we just talk about the segment?
Yes, go ahead.
Because there's a whole separate rant.
Okay.
This was a really fantastic segment. This was very well done. Even though, you know, again, Big Show settles to get his job back and get a title shot, which is what I said last night. Just putting that out.
Alright, I said it was a bad idea, but we saw that where it went that. But Big Show was fantastic in the segment. Fantastic.
He was really on point. Hunter and Steph are really good too. Mm-hmm. Where you had them, you know, basically trying to calm each other down, where it's like they've been put in this position by the board where they have to now humble themselves before the Big Show, and, you know, their power has been checked. And they're now forced to play ball with the Big Show and give him what he wants because the WWE does not want to deal with the lawsuit. And it shows that the authority maybe doesn't have the authority that they think they do, and that, like it or hate it, they still are held accountable by the board.
Right.
Which was a nice touch. That they're not... They just can't do whatever they want, even though Hunter wants to. So that was a really nice check. You had Hunter being pissed off and being a sarcastic asshole and just, you know, generally being a jerk. Steph had to calm him down. And then when Big Show hit a button with Steph, Hunter had to calm Steph down. There was a really nice back and forth between all three. It was a little confusing when the Shield first came out because it's like, well, yay, it's the Shield, and I'm really happy to see them, and I'm really, you know, it's really great to see them, but why are they there? Mm-hmm. What are they going to do with this? And then it's like they went for the handicap match, and it's like, well, you know, technically, since you're talking about a legal situation, legally, Big Show hasn't necessarily dropped the lawsuit yet. It's still in play. Even though you've reached a tentative handshake agreement, y'all still have to, you know, do all the legality of it, which is sign the paperwork and sign the contracts for the match, for him getting his job back, mm-hmm. for all of that stuff, and agree to all that stuff. So basically, you just had the McMahons assault the Big Show on national television before the deal was finalized.
Right.
So it's just like, okay, all right. And then just, yeah, go. Because then it happened, and yeah.
Well, at that point, Big Show was taking control, and then we hear the theme song of Kane. Oh, wrong theme. Kane? Suit and tie. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Kane in a suit and tie came to the ring.
And hair.
And hair.
Don't forget the hair.
And hair. Suit, tie, and hair. Show was distracted by Kane. And we had a disqualification. Chairs were getting involved. Kane then just cleared people out of the way, cleared the table away. They put Big Show through the table with a triple powerbomb. Alright. That's how it ended. Big Show was laid out. But the real story is suit and tie. Alright. Go.
I still don't know what to make of this. Like, I don't. it's nice. Like I said, that's what, you know, I said on Thursday and I said on Sunday, I wanted to see them do something different with Kane. And to their credit, they are doing something different with Kane. So I'm not going to complain. I just am extremely confused because it's like he walks out in the suit and the tie and you're sitting and I'm sitting here looking at him going, how hard did Bray Wyatt smack him in the head? I mean, it's just, it's like there's, and on top of that, he looked extremely uncomfortable. Extremely uncomfortable out there in a suit and tie. Please tell me I am not the only person that saw that.
At WWE Universe, Kane in a suit equals hashtag Citizen Kane.
No, it equals hashtag Citizen X, because I was like, I'm sitting here going, it's Kane. No, it's Glenn. It's Kane. No, it's Glenn. Like, people, I'm not the only one that was confused, because apparently Glenn Jacobs was trending on Twitter.
WWE Universe. Whoa, at Kane WWE's been to Men's Warehouse. Hashtag Raw. Hashtag Big Red Necktie.
No, he's got better taste than that. But yeah, this was just, it's like, and again, I'm not going to complain because they're taking him in a different direction. And I think at one point I pitched a story idea where basically Kane shows up in a suit, but it's more Kane becomes normal. And what happens when Kane becomes normal? And part of that, him becoming normal, is he walks out in a suit and a tie. And what that does, but I doubt this is what it is, but it's like you had Kane, it's like, I guess, I don't know, I'm confused, because it's, you had Kane take the mask off last week, and he looks at Stephanie and he goes, the monster is yours to command. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you think, okay, that's, you know, it's going to be Monster Kane again. And then this happened.
And he tweeted.
He tweeted?
Check the box.
Oh, God. I'm scared. He's embracing Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's scaring me.
Mm-hmm. Listen, for tonight, I'm always watching.
He's scaring me. Seriously. Scaring me. Stop it. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I need to see more of this. I need an explanation. Like, seriously need an explanation, because like literally you've gone now from 3 months ago at SummerSlam, he's dragged off by the Wyatts, to now this week with him walking out in a suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gap. Massive, huge gap that needs to be explained. Please, WWE, somebody, anybody in creative, we know you listen, we know you rip off our ideas. Please, for the love of God, explain yourselves. Please. Sorry, I'm done. Oh, God.
So what we take out of tonight's Monday Night Raw is that at Survivor Series, we will see the Big Show challenge Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. We're getting closer to the alliance between Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. We're probably going to get more tag team action between the Real Americans and Goldust and Cody. John Cena is looking to have a match with Del Rio. Possibly you throw Sandow in there. And Total Divas returns this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on E! And Kane has a suit.
I was actually really surprised that we, you know, it's like they got the majority of the cast of Total Divas on the show tonight, but we didn't see the Funkadactyls and we didn't see JoJo. So I don't know if we're going to see them on SmackDown or...
We'll probably see them throughout the week. This was a confusing Raw. Besides the ending, it was very match heavy. There was nothing really to sink your teeth into until the very end.
They opened it hot because they opened it with the Punk Bryan stuff, and you like I said, there was that expectation that was going to kind of carry through throughout the night, and you were going to see that continue to be set up. And it's like they interviewed Punk right after the match, and then there was nothing, and then they interviewed Bryan, and then that's it. So it's like, you know, everybody, that's what everybody's been expecting, that's what everybody's waiting for. That's really, you know, it's like, that would have been more interesting than the Big Show stuff throughout the night. The fact that you continually, you know, segment after segment after segment did, well, why Big Show should be suspended for life versus why he shouldn't. And the fact that you have Big Show, but JBL and I think David Otunga going back and forth over it. Or just it JBL.
JBL and video packages.
Yeah, okay. JBL and a video package having an argument.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just, I'm hoping that on SmackDown we see more of the Wyatt Punk Bryan stuff. And I'm hoping that when they go over to Europe and they film in Europe, that we see more of it as well. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, that's a really hot story. Because basically, you just had CM Punk hand Luke Harper his first loss on Monday Night Raw. This guy who is supposedly unstoppable, Punk just beat him. It's kind of a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal, and we will see them compete Friday. It's going to be Luke Harper versus Daniel Bryan on SmackDown.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, I don't know. It's just that had my attention more than really anything else on the show, so, for all the obvious reasons.
So that will do it for Raw post-show, because there's not much really else to get into, is there? So this is the point in time where we plug stuff and we say, Lindsay, what's coming up this Thursday night on the Rack?
Oh, I don't know. We only, you know, did an interview with Chris Jericho, and we talked to Chris Jericho all about his brand new web series, But I'm Chris Jericho, on butimchrisjericho.com. Episodes released tomorrow. The first two are already up. Go check it out, please. It's an amazing thing. You get to see Chris Jericho in a French maid's outfit. Seriously, not even kidding about that. So tune in Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, for an interview with Chris Jericho about his new web series, a little bit of wrestling, and some other stuff. Because, yeah, we had a lot of fun talking to him. And, well, we may have someone else, we may not. We may just decide to get all funky up in this Kool-Aid.
You just never know. It's The Rack, Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/rackradioshow, buy the official Rack t-shirt. Go to rackradioshow.com. As well, Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio with myself, Rob Parks, Ace, and Subway. But before that, on Friday nights, WTR Games Garage at 9 p.m. Eastern with Mace. Check it out. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, Omega Returns. Yes, Omega Returns to WTR Sunday night this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern alongside Mace. You want to check that one out. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. WTRProductions.net, Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD. You can go to my website, techwarddesigns.com. Check that out. On my website is a link to my Redbubble store under the Contact Us section where you can buy my pretty, pretty artworks. Also, they are on display on my Behance.net profile. All of that linked on psychwarddesigns.com. Also, check out CassieRileyNet.net for all your Cassie Riley needs. And listen to The Rack, Chris Jericho, 11 p.m. Eastern, Thursday night. Be there.
Be there. Chris Jericho, Rack, Thursday. See you next Monday. Raw Post Show, live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, right here, WildTalkRadio.com, presented by PW Mania and MemLeanPromo.com.